Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast, hosted by Robert Benjamin and co-hosted by Mags. Yet again, Mags will not be in this episode. All of the questions that I'm about to answer came from my text platform. If you have not already texted me, you need to do it. The phone number is 646-859-1941. Let's get into the questions. Okay, the first question comes from Kerrigan underscore outer underscore banks 1234. How did you get so famous on TikTok? So that's a great question. So I started posting on Instagram in June of 2019. I posted about a variety of things, posted. At the time that I got onto TikTok, which was October of 2019, I had already posted over 500 times on Instagram. I probably only had like 9,000 followers to show for it. That being said, I started posting on TikTok. I just started posting like kind of random videos. I was trying to post the same thing that I was posting on Instagram. It didn't work. I was about 300 posts in, and I went and took one of my friends from college out to dinner. For those of you that don't know who he is, he's at Lee the Fourth. I think he's got, I don't know, he might have 5 million followers on TikTok right now. He's got a big following though. At the time, he had like 3 million. So I took him out to dinner. I was like, hey, Lee, I'm trying to blow up on TikTok. What do I need to do? He gave me advice that totally changed my life. Obviously, I took it and ran with it. But he said, Rob, you literally just have to copy the popular videos and what's trending and you're going to blow up. I did just that. And with over the next 90 days, I gained over 500,000 followers after going to dinner with him. And then obviously the rest is history. And you guys know the rest of the story. Next question from @jumpininto books. I need to wean myself off of using recorded videos and editing videos to talk to myself about social and societal issues. Should I use a green screen more? And what else can I do? I would absolutely use a green screen more. I would also take advantage of sounds that are really popular within whatever niche you're trying to use. TikTok is pushing the green screen like crazy right now. And to be totally honest, it makes for like a visually appealing piece of content that just naturally has a hook. The next question comes from @saltychip. My videos keep doing worse and worse, and I feel I'm following your advice. Please help me out. So I'm actually going to look at your account right now and give you some one-on-one advice because I have a really, really, really good feeling. Yep, and there's Bryce Hall on my For You page. What a waste of space. All right, here we go. Salty Chip, 19.2K followers. You're not following me. I'm pretty upset about that. I just followed you though. So I'll tell you exactly what's going on. And this is going to be it. I'm going to end it at this. And the advice that I'm going to give you at this. I just clicked on your sixth post and it was from 6 days ago. You're not posting 5 to 6 times a day. The reason that I got so good at making content, I'm able to control my tone. I'm able to look good in front of a camera. I'm able to articulate myself. I'm able to make content about the right things. It's because before I blew up anywhere, I put out 1,250 pieces of content. You've put out 6 pieces of content in the last 6 days. Of course you're not going to be good at making content. Of course you're not. You need to put out way more content, Jack. Next question comes from Jordan Carmichael @jordan.carmike. And my question is, even though I'm doing trends, why am I not on the For You page? The reason you're probably not on the For You page is because you're not getting enough engagement and your watch time is not above 85% on a video that is 13 seconds or longer. Next question. What is the best response when people duet shout or do a duet shout out to you? What's this question? What is the best practice response when people duet shout out to you? I would just double tap the video. I mean, I don't do anything more than that. I get duetted so many times that I only double tap the ones that I happen to see if I just popped into my notifications. But other than that, like there's no, you don't have to do anything. Next question comes from @AnitaAtoU. Her question is, okay, so great. Just seeing this, been such a busy day today, so behind on TikToks. Let's see, this was a greatly worded text message. It sounded like I was literally having a conversation with her. Let's see, do you still recommend reposts? Mine haven't been working. Yes, I still recommend reposts, but you should not repost the same video more than 6 times. I do wanna emphasize that because TikTok has been suppressing videos that have been reposted way too much. Next question, or maybe a repost video didn't do well in the morning, repost in the evening. I would do that, but I would wait like 2 or 3 days before you actually do that repost. Another question, can you grow if you don't have a niche? Yes, just take advantage of the trends. You do not need a niche at all. Any advice on doing lives? Yes. So when you go live, I would strongly recommend going live at a cadence, right? So you should go live every day at 8 p.m. or every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m. It should be in your bio. It should be something that people look forward to. The same way that you guys tune into The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Monday Night Football and you know that's going to be on, your live should be the same exact way. As far as getting a donation, something that I've been seeing people do that has been incredibly, incredibly creative, I think, is dares for donations. They'll literally do anything that the people on the live dare them to do, as long as it's not too crazy. You're not jumping off bridges or drinking bleach or anything like that. But they'll do things that people tell them to do on the live as long as they donate. Next question, is TikTok the new YouTube or could it be? This is a great question. I don't know. Nobody knows. If anybody talks on that, that is just speculation. I have no idea. Nobody knew YouTube was going to be YouTube when it first came out in 2008. So nobody knows. If anybody says anything about that, they have no idea. I get asked all the time about YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels and how it's going to affect everything. Nobody fucking knows. The product could come out. It could be terrible. They released Lasso or whatever that product was. It was absolutely terrible. They pulled funding on it. They got rid of it. All of these things, it's just speculation, guys. The only thing you will ever hear me talk about is what is working right now, today. Not what happened a week ago. Not what's going to happen next week. What is happening right now? Because that is the only thing that's promised in this world. Next question. My TikTok is at its day. Yay. I was wondering if deleting comments from your own videos hurts your views. No, it does not. Does creating new accounts help boost views at your dot Ash Lara? No, it does not. Siobhan Johnson. Hey, Rob, can you text me back? Oh my God. I'm going to say, hey, what's up? Just read this in my podcast. What is a niche? This is a great question by at Newbie Cheeto. So a niche is just going to be a theme that your page has to it. It can have multiple niches, right? If, for example, at Sina Folly, who creates like body art content, she's in the body art niche. So she's an artist. She also does lip sync. So she's in the lip sync niche. So you could be in more than one niche. All right. So before I get into the next couple of questions, guys, I need you guys to do me a huge favor and go follow two people. First, at Freya Kenya FR. Secondly, at Lost World Museum. Lost World Museum has some of the most interesting posts on TikTok. Megalodon teeth, absolutely amazing historic things. A 30-year-old sparkling rock that looks like gold. An Inca egg. Is this an Inca egg? No, an Ica stone from Ica, Peru. These absolutely amazing things. If you guys are into history, you guys are into just these crazy fossils and things like that, you guys need to go follow them. I have a really, really good feeling that their account is going to blow up because this is some of the most interesting content that I think I've ever seen on TikTok. As far as Freya goes, her content is fucking hilarious. I'm looking at her latest post and it's literally called Asshole Alert. She made a sound that says, if you're an asshole, that's fine. Comment and like on this video. I can be an asshole too. And then use this sound. That is a great post. That is something that's incredibly interesting. That was a really, really good idea that I think a lot more people should do. You should start creating your own sounds that are just relatable to you, right? I would strongly suggest that everybody goes and checks out Freya Kenna FR and goes and follows her. I'm going to put both of their links in the description of this podcast. Let's get into the next couple questions. How to get more followers and likes through call to action, I think it's called. Great question. It's from Rita. It didn't leave their username. Kind of unfortunate because they would have gotten a free shout out. But how do you do that? You need to literally just put text on the screen in the last 3 seconds. You need to give people a reason to do something like that. I have several YouTube videos on this. If you're having trouble adding a CTA to the end of your videos, I strongly suggest you guys go check out some of those videos. Next question from Nicole Harmon. When should you not repost? Like if it already has a large amount of views or too little views, anything that flops, I would strongly avoid reposting unless you really think the video should have done well. Then you can repost it at a better time. But other than that, I wouldn't repost anything that flops. I would only use reposts for things that did really good. Great question from Joey Smith. At Gohan's underscore main underscore supporter, is it ever too late to jump on a very old trend? No, I don't think so. The reason being is because it may just re-spark that thing again. It was obviously a trend. It was obviously a good piece of content. So as long as you execute on it correctly, I think people will like kind of get nostalgic about that, like it, double tap it, maybe even share it with somebody if you do a really good job executing on that. In addition to that, if you're posting 6 times a day, it's fine to like take a risk like that. I would say doing an incredibly old trend is probably a better piece of content than making some shitty original post that nobody's going to like anyway. Next question is from Christina.Nelson.Comedy. Why did they put a 10,000 follow limit? I'm not sure why they do that. That's a really good question. That being said, if you have hit that limit, I would strongly suggest you go back and start unfollowing people. Personally, I'm only about the 5,000 follow limit, I think. I think I'm at 5,000. Yep, 5,097. If you're following, I mean, I don't think you know 10,000 people. So I would, and yeah, of course, you want to follow every single one of your fans. You want to really help people out, which is a great tip. Those of you that have less than 1,000 or even 10,000 followers, I strongly suggest that you follow every single person that likes and comments on your stuff. But there's just going to come a time where you're going to have to start unfollowing people that don't follow you back. Like, it'd be great if you could follow every single person that follows you. Unfortunately, you're just not going to be able to do this. There are going to be some people that you're just going to have to unfollow. Final question is from James Swenson. How do you add the new TikTok cover art to your post? At Ronan Swenson is his username. All you have to do, and you have to have the update in order to do this. So you're just going to post a video. You're going to click on the cover where you could edit the cover. And then boom, that cover art is going to come up right below that. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. If you guys enjoyed it and you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review. We just passed 100 5-star reviews, which is absolutely amazing. I really, really appreciate you guys for that. It is great. It honestly makes my heart so happy that you guys did that. And please share this podcast with a friend. I have so many other podcasts about everything that you guys could ever imagine. Is TikTok actually going to abandon the US? What to do when there's a zero view issue? I answer so many other questions. Keep your guys' questions coming via the text platform whenever I send out an update. Keep them coming via YouTube. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys in the next podcast.